You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In Kansas, early voting is going on. Take advantage of that in multiple locations. On the Missouri side, we don't have early voting here. That's something that I am going to personally take an interest in after this election. I feel like early voting needs to be made available to everyone in this state. I've lived in other states where that was available to voters and it was convenient for me. I told you the story of the time I went and voted and Dr. King's son was there, Martin Luther King III. I was early voting on a Saturday and he was at the same precinct that I was at.
It is important, man. Absentee, early, all aspects of voting.
Absentee early voting is available in Missouri. You have to provide them with a reason why you need to absentee vote, and that can be coronavirus or other pre-existing conditions. There's 5 locations around Kansas City where you can do that. The Innovation Room inside of Union Station, Gregory Hills Church of God, United Believers Community Church, The Whole Person, and Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Center. It's hours today until 5 p.m. at most of those locations and 6 for others. Yesterday, a record was set in Kansas City, one that is dreadful, one that is saddening and maddening. 154 homicides, making this the deadliest year on record. Previous homicide record was set in 1993. Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas shared a list including the first names of homicide victims in 2020. And he also made this statement, quote, "We have seen 100 murders in Kansas City during all but 7 of the full 36 years of my life. Almost 4,000 Kansas Cityans murdered since 1984, all gone too soon. Too many of our fathers, brothers, mothers, and sisters have had their lives cut short due to violence. Although the trends nationwide have increased in the past several years, our problem in Kansas City has been with us for generations. Change, however, can and must be made. Over recent decades, murder rates dropped in Richmond by 40%, Omaha by 50%, and New York City by over 80% from 1990 to today. Saving young lives, black lives, and all lives has to be a central goal of what we do each day as a city. I am heartbroken, but I resolve that by working in prevention and intervention, we do not have to bury thousands more of our brothers and sisters over the decades ahead due to violence. Each person we've lost in 2020 was special, and my heart goes out to their families, friends, and all in our community touched by the pain."
Well, as a Kansas Cityan, you know, I've been here all my life. And after hearing that yesterday, I woke up ashamed and sad. Because there is a problem in our community right now. And I feel lost sometimes because I don't know what the solution is. We talk about it a lot on this show, rightfully so. But there's never going to be any answers until we all put our heads together and come up with something. That comes from the very top to the very bottom. It has to be a collaborative effort with everybody.
Put the guns down.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s. Sunshine later on. Foggy right now at 51 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, Niecy Nash is gearing up to potentially have her own daytime talk show.
That works for her.
Would you be interested to watch something like that?
No, I'm good. Nah, that ain't no hate or nothing. It just that ain't my alley of TV watching. Wish her much success though, if that happens.
She used to host a show called Clean House. I used to watch that show faithfully. She would go into people's nasty house, and then they would go and clean it up, and in many cases, remodel the home and redo everything.
Okay.
The one thing I didn't like about that show, she used to wear a flower in her hair every episode, and probably by the 20th episode, I wanted to take a big lighter and just let it on fire.
No. I watch her on Reno 911 though.
I've never seen her on that show, but I did watch her on Claws.
Yeah. She's funny on there. On Reno 911.
Amber Rose is opening up about her ex Kanye West slut shaming her. If you remember, after they broke up and he got with his now wife, Kim Kardashian, he said that he needed to take 30 showers after being with Amber Rose as if she was dirty.
You take them around the world, you buy them all the jewelry, you shout out to the world how much you love them and how much fun you have with this person. And then the person decides that this isn't what they want their life to be. I opted out. I don't want my life to be like that. I'm not that type of person. And I don't know if he says things to make his wife more comfortable. But to slut shame me and say, you needed 30 showers, it's like, bro.
Right.
Took me around the world.
Mm.
Like, since when did you need 30 showers? Like, I could see if it was like, you know, one night thing and you want to slut shame me, okay. But
right.
It's like, you've done a lot for me.
Yeah, that's weak. Whenever you leave a woman or a man or whatever, and then you talk stuff about them as if you wasn't with by their side, you know, for a long period of time. That's weak.
David Letterman has a show on Netflix, and they've got new episodes, and I watched it last night. Mm-hmm. He did an episode with Kim Kardashian. I have a modicum more of respect for her than I did before watching that. I can admit that I have been on a 100% Kim Kardashian diet, so I have not watched anything that she has to offer until now, because I really love that show with David Letterman.
What comment made you feel that way?
Just the whole interview. Kanye West was in the audience, and so was her mother and her sister Courtney. It was a deeper look into who she is. The only time I ever came off my Kim Kardashian diet was the video with her and Ray J. I saw that.
God.
And that's kind of what made me be like, okay, I'm off her. Cause I was like, she mad lazy. You know what I'm saying?
God.
And you know I don't like lazy people, Brian.
Oh,
I don't.
My God, no, you don't.
In that video, I was like, what y'all on going crazy over? This is lazy.
Fucking naked.
Have you
seen
it?
Public ass.
Nah, I ain't seen that. I got virgin eyes. I don't know what you talking about.
You don't need to, cause she was super duper lazy.
So I can still have virgin eyes and watch that?
It was lazy. You're going to be mad that you wasted your time. You could have been looking at a kitten video, the little girl that blew out her sister's candle.
That's
you could have been doing a lot of stuff with your free time on the internet and not watch that.
You
good.
Naked.
You are a character.
What? I'm just keeping it 100 with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping it real. So Michael Jackson's accusers that were featured in the Leaving Neverland special, you actually hated it. I didn't watch it because you told me don't even waste my time. They have revived, has had his revived abuse lawsuit thrown out. So the judge's opinion is that Safechuck, that's a little boy named James Safechuck, and his legal team.
That is a grown man now.
Oh, he grown?
He like 40.
Oh, okay. And his legal team presented no facts to support their key argument, which was that executives at MJJ Productions and MJJ Ventures, Inc. had a legal obligation to supervise MJ's behavior in the 90s when he allegedly abused James. So, no can do.
Waiting on that apology from Oprah.
About what?
She wanna had the groundbreaking interviews after leaving that Neverland, but you know, child abuse and child molestation, all that is nothing to play with. So
she was abused the long way as a kid, so she may be a little sensitive to people making those claims. So you really fault her
for following along with their lies, as the courts have ruled multiple times. That's all I'm saying.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I just now turned my phones on, right? So when I turn my phone on, a message gonna pop in my phone talking about Thanksgiving dinner at your house. Where we do that at? My family don't even come visit me. So now they want to come over to my house when I move back in the city. Then they gonna come over and eat my kids' food up. I only get $189 in food stamps, and that ain't enough. So that's why I'm mad.
Let me get $40 worth of food stamps, though, Miss Cindy. Can I do that?
I don't even get that many. It's either enough for a refrigerator or the freezer. So how they want to come over to my house and eat Thanksgiving dinner? What we doing here?
I believe she can go out there in the woods and catch you something about this deer hunting season right now.
See, I don't even want to cook no Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want to see my family on Thanksgiving. They don't come around no other time. What makes them think I want to see them at my house now? Mm. I don't need nobody bringing their kids over, breaking my stuff, scratching up my floor, and sitting on my couch, or none of that.
Yeah, and they definitely don't want to stomp on them roaches that's over there either.
It ain't that. It ain't never that. But I'm just saying, don't do me. Don't act like they about to pile up in my shit. I don't play that.
Well, Miss Cindy, look like you got a decision to make. To call the exterminator or not.
Oh, my God.
Man, get to our call on the time. Go up, y'all. Get out and vote, y'all. I got to go work the polls today.
Oh.
You working the polls?
The P-O-L-L-S, Brian. Oh. Thank you, Miss Cindy. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Be some kind of freak.
You can see they public head.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like poop, but got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family guarding like you do a roll. Need the furry flip flop, so you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Gems encourages you to get out and vote November 3rd. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Partly cloudy and 51 right now in Raytown.
You know, I had visions of Patrick Mahomes and his fiancée, Brittany Matthews, coming together and siring his quarterback replacement. The child that is yet in Brittany's womb would be the one to take over his number and his position. Oh, maybe 21, 22 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, an announcement was made that the bundle of joy inside Brittany's womb is a girl.
Congratulations, Patrick and Brittany. A wonderful, beautiful baby girl on the way.
Who knows? Maybe in 23,
things in the NFL may change.
Test tube, baby.
Oh, a woman quarterback,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah,
something. Yeah. Woman kicker, woman wide receiver, woman running back, maybe.
They released a reveal video. Their dogs, Steel and Silver, had pink paws to let everyone know it was a girl.
Oh, that was a gender reveal.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Because I've seen some terrible gender reveals the past couple years. That's a good one, though.
You're not my dad.
I like this music. I want to go to sleep.
We got a whole show to do. I don't know what you're talking about.
I like it a lot.
Okay, let me cut this off.
No, please just leave it on. Just leave it on. Don't that feel soothing?
We giving Shay baby fever this morning, y'all. Uh-oh.
If the baby can get around, no.
This is a baby who is designated by God.
Oh, my Lord. You done with this now?
I'm just enjoying the music. Why you don't like me to be happy, and I don't understand why.
Yes, I do. We're in the middle of a show. That's all I'm saying.
I bet you people are enjoying this, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I think people do. Never mind.
I'm going to play this for you when you get...
Oh, Lord.
One of your little shorties.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
Maybe you'll bring the replacement to you on this show. Birth... No?
Yeah, no. You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Story time with Shay.
Oh, boy.
Maybe 6 months before I moved to Kansas City, I did something I never do. I went on a date with someone who slid in my DMs on Twitter. Mm. I don't know if I ever told you this story. So, I can't even remember this dude's name now, which is crazy. It was just one date. We decided to go to the movies, which in my opinion is a bad first date to begin with. I drove my own car for safety. And so if I wanted to leave, I could break out. He showed up to the movie theater and I was instantly turned off, Brian. He looked the same, like he looked in the pictures. That wasn't the problem. Brian, he had on flip-flops.
That's some Gucci flip-flops. That's some Gucci flip-flops. That's some Gucci flip-flops.
Hey.
They weren't Gucci, but that wouldn't have mattered either way. I have an aversion
to flip-flops
on men. In my mind, what if something happens? How are you going to help? Somebody will knock you out of your shoes.
And I told you, I explained to you what you do. You kick them off and you run.
First of all, seeing a man kick off their flip-flops, I'm instantly unattracted if you kick it off flip-flops.
You gotta do what you gotta do. It's gonna sound like walruses clapping if you start running in flip-flops.
We went to the movies, and afterwards he's like, oh, you want to go get caught? I get up early in the morning. And I left, and he never knew why I never took any of his other calls.
He's a bum.
No, he wasn't a bum. He was a nice guy. And so when I was talking to my girlfriends about it the next day, I was like, girl, he showed up with no shoes on. And they was like, what you mean he didn't have any shoes on? I said he didn't have shoes on. Flip-flops are not shoes, in my opinion, especially for men. Has there been anything that a potential lady you've talked to made you be like, uh-uh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was looking good, talking good, all of that. Went to the social media, and it was hell on earth.
What do you mean?
Like, just the pictures was just wasn't safe for work. The language was just obscene. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Can't do that. She for the streets.
What was something someone did that instantly killed all attraction you had for them?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, highs in the mid 80s today. Sunny skies later on. Right now, you're cloudy and 53 in Overland Park. Shade, what's popping?
Last day to shine for the Libras. So let's set it out for y'all one time. Happy birthday to rapper Tracy Lee. He's the big 5-0 today. She used to be my joint back in the day. Rod is like, who is this?
That got 1998 written all over it.
Yes. Comedian Carlos Mencia is 53 today. Founder of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale, is 84 today. Mm-hmm. Reggae star Shaggy is out here 52.
Mm.
One of my favorite rappers, 21 Savage, is 28 today.
What? 5, 6, 7, 8, 5
I don't know what it is about him, but I just like him.
Maybe it's his calm presence.
I don't know. I just like him. And then he's even above 21 Savage in my love list.
He is 21 Savage.
I'm getting ready to say that.
Oh, you talking about, okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Roddy Ricch is 22 today.
I've been there right through another city. I got a brand new Draco with me. Hey! Clip got there, 83, Scotty Pippen. Ain't heard of me, I got a rich
one. Uh-huh. Is it, you ain't gonna shout out Deontay Wilder, huh?
Who?
His fighting people. You know we've been fighting 400 and still fighting to this day.
To this day?
To this day.
One of the best boxers on the planet. What you talking about? Happy birthday, everybody born on October 22nd.
Tamar Braxton took to social media on yesterday to react to the new trailer for the upcoming season of Braxton Family Values, of which she will not be a part of. In the clip, Tamar's sisters, Tony, Tawanda, Tracy, and her mom, Evelyn, shared their reactions to learning about Tamar's suicide attempt.
2020 has been a year like never before for me and my family.
Wait a minute. One more time. I'm sorry.
I gotta go.
Right now.
Tony called, and she told me that Tamar was rushed to the hospital because she tried to commit suicide.
I was stunned and really numb.
There was no way to prepare for this.
It just seemed like a dream, a bad dream.
So Tamar said that the trailer was fake, that they were not recording when she tried to attempt suicide, and they recreated those reactions. She also followed all of her sisters and even her mother off of her social media platforms.
All right, let me speak from my perspective, because everybody got different ways of dealing with things. And I know that she went through a traumatic experience. She almost died. But with that being said, me, I just would have held all that in. Like, I just don't feel like there's a need to expose your family. Handle that inside.
I watched this show from day one, Brian. Mm-hmm. This television show ripped the Braxton family apart. Fame is a powerful drug.
It is.
And I don't know who to say is the culprit of this, but that fame has torn this family apart, and it makes me sad. And I'm happy that their brother, they only have one brother, his name is Michael, he's very rarely on the show, and if he is, he don't even say nothing. And that's how they should have did this. Social media, I mean, this stuff is toxic for any relationship. When something is filmed,
facts.
Before a check, they can record the Morning Grind.
Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tonight, Donald Trump and Joe Biden face off in Nashville for the second and final presidential debate.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
It will begin 8 p.m. Central and run for 90 minutes. Topics include fighting the coronavirus, American families, race in the United States, climate change, national security, and leadership.
With muted mics at times.
That's right. Talking about something that a potential suitor did that instantly killed all attraction you had for them.
Yeah.
Lola on my social media page said a guy asked to borrow $700 on their first date.
Oh, come on, dog. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man.
What?
Like, I can't even understand that. Like, really?
I need that money.
Really?
$700?
Come on, dog. My man's looking for a come up. She need to look at herself, though.
Why? That has nothing to do with her.
Because she might be looking like a sucker out here. And somebody might have tried it.
Crazy people is among us. Do you not know that?
Nah, that's facts. That's facts.
Oh my God. What was something that someone did that instantly killed all attraction you had for them?
I had a friend. We were cool. And then he decided to come over to the house and he took his shoes off.
Ew.
And his feet stank so bad. That was the end of the day. I had to let him go. I don't like a man with stinky feet. And then you had the nerve to put it on my bed. so it makes my cover stink.
Dang, he got to the bed on the first night?
No, he sat on the bed.
Oh, okay.
And I guess he thought he was just getting comfortable, but it didn't go down. I can't do the feet.
So you're not like Jesus. You're not going to wash anybody's feet.
Hell no.
I'm not going to wash it, and you should have checked that before you came in my house before you took your shoes off.
What's your name?
Tanya.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
You're welcome.
Because you're not that cute, and your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
They were on their phone the entire time I was at dinner with them. They were super rude to the waitress. They were smoking during the date. Chewing tobacco during the date. Helena said they brought a gun to her house.
Oh boy.
These are all answers to what was something someone did that instantly killed all attraction you had for them.
One thing that hit me that you just said is being super rude to waitresses. I have a zero tolerance with that. I don't like that. I feel like that's a certain arrogance that people have. And it's a false arrogance because really y'all in the same tax bracket. So what you looking down on them for?
Exactly. If someone is rude to everyday people, then you can't be with me because I'm everyday people.
Right. I hate that.
What do you have to say about this? What made you lose all attraction?
Me and this female met on Dateline and everything went good. I ended up taking her to the Outback Steakhouse or whatnot.
Ow.
And everything was good. Conversation was good. She was good, looking good, smelling good, and she hauled off and passed gas, man. When I say my stomach like growled, the people next to her, they kept looking. She had the woman asked for her check or whatnot. She wanted to get on up out of there, and thank God I had on a face mask, let me tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't doing nothing but drinking, so I had on a face mask, but I still snuffed. And I said, to tell you to melt. I ain't call her. She didn't call me back. We both knew.
My mans went to the Outback Steakhouse and ordered that blooming onion and didn't know what was coming next.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I thought I was going to have a smell attack or something.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm glad your nose is still operational. Thank you so
much. My nose is still here.
Have a good one, dog.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Healthcare, coronavirus response, the economy, racial tensions. I think those are the issues that are on the mind of most Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Here locally in the Kansas City area, I will probably add the murder rate that is increasing. 154 murders, surpassing any murder year in history.
In a state of emergency, Shay.
Monday we'll be talking with the mayor. He's got some ideas on how we can reverse this pandemic, if you will. That's what it feels like it is to me. Last night, former President Barack Obama hit the campaign trail for the first time for Democratic nominee Joe Biden. He appeared in Philadelphia at a drive-in rally. Speech went on for 35 minutes. First time I've ever seen him actually go at the well-wrinkled neck of Donald Trump.
Tweeting at the television doesn't fix things. Making stuff up doesn't make people's lives better. You've got to have a plan. You've got to put in the work and along with the experience to get things done. Joe Biden has concrete plans and policies that will turn our vision of a better, fairer, stronger country into a reality. We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to, prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went. 8 months into this pandemic, cases are rising again across this country. Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself. And just yesterday, when asked if he'd do anything differently, Trump said, Not much. Really? Not much? Nothing you can think of that could have helped some people keep their loved ones alive? So Joe's not going to screw up testing. He's not going to call scientists idiots. He's not going to host a super spreader event at the White House. Joe will get this pandemic under control with a plan to make testing free and widely available, to get a vaccine to every American cost-free, and to make sure our frontline heroes never ask other countries for the equipment they need.
Wow. Say he was not done. He had more ether for Trump.
We know that he continues to do business with China because he's got a secret Chinese bank account. How is that possible? How is that possible? A secret Chinese bank account. Listen, can you imagine if I had had a secret Chinese bank account when I was running for re-election? You think Fox News might have been a little concerned about that? They would have called me Beijing Barry.
He seems really relaxed. Like, and what was so funny about that was the cars, all the cars in the back honking. Like if that's not a sign of 2020.
Well, he's basically telling you what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? What you going to do?
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies later on. Right now, you're partly sunny and 54 at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Shonda Rhimes left ABC for Netflix after being denied a $154 Disneyland ticket.
Damn!
Now, of course, Shonda Rhimes really brought ABC back from the jaws of death.
Mm-hmm.
She put out Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, and other shows that actually garnered millions, if not billions, of dollars in revenue for the network.
Now, Shay, I've never seen any of those shows, but I know how big all of those shows are.
Well, she actually got a free all-inclusive ticket because she worked for the company. And so she had some guests in from out of town, and she went and asked for another one. And they act like it was a whole problem. Till she went up to the CEO and talked to him about it. And he said to her, haven't you gotten enough?
Wow, the disrespect. I'm pretty sure that Disney has made, because ABC is under Disney, I'm pretty sure they have made billions of dollars off of her work. And fam, you couldn't grant her no type of ticket?
Well, she got a $300 million deal with Netflix, and I'll be watching to see what's going on with it.
Wow.
Chelsea Handler, you know she used to go with 50 Cent. She drug him for filth over his revelation that he's going to vote for Donald Trump in this election. In a tweet, she says, yeah, I don't want to be 20 Cent. 62% is a very, very bad idea. I don't like it. You used to be my favorite ex-boyfriend.
Hell no!
Well, you lost another one. They called him 50 Pence.
Las Vegas Raiders right tackle Trent Brown has tested positive for the coronavirus, and all five of the team's starting offensive linemen were sent home as they apparently were in contact with him.
He didn't play in the game that the Chiefs played him in about a week and a half ago, so I think we're in the clear. We don't play Oakland until early December, I believe, late November. So, yeah, but, you know, just more trouble for the NFL. They're really having troubles with this coronavirus.
Shouts out to Kevin Richardson. He was one of the men in the Exonerated Five. That's the Central Park jogger case. They were, of course, wrongfully accused and went to prison for many, many years for something that they did not do. So Kevin, before being caught up in this situation, wanted to go to Syracuse University in upstate New York. He played the trumpet, and his dream was to be in the marching band. Well, the school decided to grant him an honorary doctorate degree instead of the doctorate, he said, look, I would prefer if you would just give me a bachelor's of fine arts. He didn't think that, you know, he was on the level of getting a doctoral award.
To have ethics and morals. Love it.
Shouts out to Syracuse. Yeah. I used to want to go there.
For real?
They have Don't they got a good journalism?
Yeah. My bad. I just jumped out. I jumped out there with that because Nick Wright, who's from Kansas City, he went to Syracuse and a couple other guys too. So, yeah, I just jumped off the porch with that. So you ain't gonna talk about the best verses of all time coming up? Supposedly, you ain't gonna talk about that.
Huh? Well, it looks like it's gonna be T.I. and Jeezy.
Oh yeah. Taylor made for me and everybody in my age range who grew up with the Snowman, who grew up with trap music. I can't wait. And it helps that they're like really good friends too. Jeezy is like number 8 or number 7 in my list. He's like outside of the top 5, but Tip is number 1. Who you got?
So Jeezy, I like his music. I really do. But I don't have that affinity to him. My boyfriend loves him.
Oh yeah.
But he was involved. Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
All right. Shay 6ix9ine. Why you mad though? Coming up at 8:38.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Jessica.
All right, let's see what you got. Right beat, wrong song, boo-boo.
Ma'am?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
Play it one more time, Brian, and see if you can catch it.
Oh, Lord.
Blow my mind. I ain't satisfied.
Out.
What?
Ooh,
what?
No, don't feel me.
Out.
You got to be kidding
me. Girl, you knocked me out. Exciting.
Oh, God. I'm dreaming. Outstanding. How do you do that?
If you know I'm dreaming, you old enough to know outstanding.
Right.
Lord, my daddy's probably rolling over in his grave, girl.
Girl, I am looking for your card because I am ripping it up.
Don't rip it. It's real.
You got 5 for your chance to get a 1K payday. Tell the town what station is encouraging everybody to get out and vote November 3rd.
Woo, y'all better vote. High 103 Jam.
Down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get it back.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.